good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is going to be Avi Lipkin, who is certainly one of my favorite guests. He has strong ties to Israel. He lives in Israel. His wife works in Israel, but Avi tours the United States on a regular basis to bring us up to date on what's really happening in the Near East and Middle East, because you have to understand the media in the United States is controlled. And we're not getting the truth. Now, if you go back and you read Avi's books, listen to the talks he's given, he's been incredibly accurate in many of his appraisals of the situation. The big question that faces America today is, what's going to happen as far as a war in the Middle East? What would it mean for Israel? What would it mean for the United States? What would it mean for the price of oil? Is war imminent? Is Iran going to back down and stop its enrichment of uranium? Is America serious about possibly taking military action? Certainly the American people don't want to go to war with Iran. Overwhelmingly, the American people oppose that. But what is really going on behind the scenes? Well, let's get Avi's appraisal of that and the other issues. Avi, thanks so very much for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Always great to be with you.
So you pick up the story and I'll just sit here and listen.
How many hours do we have?
Oh, we've got 24 hours, but we'll only be on here for 1 hour, and then, of course, we'll have an hour, I guess, next week sometime. So go right ahead.
Okay, well, firstly, I am a person who follows history very closely. I follow what I consider patterns in history. And, of course, you know that in World War II you had a pattern of war against an axis of evil at that time known as Nazi Germany, Fascist Italy, and Tojo Japan. After the defeat of that axis of evil, you had another axis of evil known as communism. And praise God, I think it's fair to say, as a result of many, many years of steadfastness, during the years of President Ronald Reagan, when he said, bring down that wall, and then we saw, indeed, the wall came down, and Soviet communism collapsed in 1989, and Russia may not necessarily be the best friend anymore of the United States, but I think that the Cold War spirit between Russia and the United States is a lot less than it was then. But now we have a new problem known as Islam. It's a new problem, old problem, because Islam has been conquering and has been fighting for 1,400 years. Like you said very correctly, the media doesn't let the American people know anything about that. By the way, I was watching the news this morning. I'm staying in a very, very dear Christian home. They don't have cable TV. They just have the local Kansas City stations. And I was watching with incredulous attention. A lot of the news was about a dog show contest. Part of the news was about a hiker trapped in a waterfall area of Salt Lake City, Utah. Of course, a lot of the news was about the wildfires in California. Of course, that is news. But the point I'm saying is the things are so mundane, so lacking in importance, and so missing the point as far as the international situation, because we are on the verge of war with Iran. It's not because we want the war, but it's because Iran has pushed this on the world, not just on Israel. And I'll explain this. In 1979, America had a very stupid president by name of Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter did not like the Shah of Iran, who was, by the way, the best ally, the best friend America had in the Islamic world. The Shah of Iran was the cornerstone of American policy against the Cold War Russia. And Jimmy Carter didn't like him because of, you know, human rights violations. And Jimmy Carter decided he was going to put all his fondness onto a man who was a religious man also by name of Ayatollah Khomeini. Now, of course, you have this equivalency that Ayatollah Khomeini was a religious man and Jimmy Carter was a religious man. And after all, don't we all serve the same God? And so Jimmy Carter brought in Ayatollah Khomeini, who was a man that he thought he could do business with. And the first thing Ayatollah Khomeini did was to take the American diplomats hostage in Tehran, to take the American embassy. And the motto of the masses chanting in the streets was, death to America, death to Israel. And that's the way it's been since 1979. Nothing has changed. It's only gotten worse. And You know, one of the things I've been stressing, Dr. Stan, and I mean, it's in my books, and we've discussed this many times, that America is seen by Islam today as the greatest Christian Satan of all. You have many Christian Satans, but America is the most powerful and greatest Christian Satan. America is the kingpin. If you knock out America, you knock out the Christian world, and Islam wins. That's their approach. Now, how do you knock out America? There are many ways to knock out America. They've tried a number of ways, and they failed. One way was counterfeiting $100 bills, U.S. currency. This is something I was talking about in the 1990s, 1994, 1995, 1996. And as you remember, the new $100 bill came out in 1996 because of the counterfeiting. Saddam Hussein was counterfeiting, the Iranians were counterfeiting, and the idea was to destroy the dollar. Then we had a rash of explosions. We had the explosion in the World Trade Center in February 93. We had the Murrah Federal Building in 1995. We had the shooting down, I believe, of TW-800 in 1996. The idea was to create havoc, to create pandemonium, panic.
Well, are you suggesting that somehow the Muslim extremists were involved in the bombing of the Murrah Building in 1995?
Oh, of course. This is in my first book, It's Fanatic Islam, a Global Threat. And it's in my third book, Islamic Threat Updates, Almanac Number 1. Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols were guilty to their eyeballs, but they were just front men. Saddam Hussein had Iraqi Army Republican Guards in Oklahoma City. This has been documented, and Bill Clinton covered up all the evidence.
And I think that's what's so important. I don't question what you're saying. The important thing for our listeners to understand is that Bill Clinton and the people in power covered up the Islamic involvement, not only in what happened at the Murrah Building, but the shooting down of TW-800. And, of course, we have to ask ourselves, why do our leaders, and have they consistently covered up these atrocities carried out by the Islamists and lied to the American people about their involvement? Go ahead. I think that your points are well made.
Okay, well, you're taking the words right out of my mouth. The reason for covering up the Oklahoma City bombing and TW-800 was, if you give the boogeyman the credit, then people go into panic. But if you say, for example, that two crazy Christian militiamen blew up Oklahoma City Murrah Federal Building, or that the TW-800 plane just fell out of the skies because of some cockamamie fuel injection explosion, then people continue traveling and people continue spending.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Avi Lipkin. And listen to what he says, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a lot of truth.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com. And
well, Dr. Suzanne back here. Our guest this morning, Avi, you pick the story up from there.
Okay, well, what we were talking about before we were both rudely interrupted by capitalism and commercials was that there were a spree of attacks on American soil. By the way, there were attacks in Argentina. There were attacks in other places as well. They blew up the Israeli embassy in 1992. They blew up the Jewish community center in 1994. And these were all car bombs. These were all exactly the same type of car bombs. Oklahoma City, World Trade Center in 1993. And the idea was to sow panic among the American people and people all over the world, that people would stop flying, that people would stop going on vacations, that people would stop spending, and therefore cause the American economic miracle to collapse. You have to understand, the American economic miracle is based on faith. In other words, faith of the people that the American economy is strong, that the world economy is strong, and basically to completely ignore the Iranian threat, to completely ignore Saddam Hussein, and he would go away. And then 9/11, everything was proven to be wrong, and that the more you ignore these terrorists, the more daring and the more dashing their attacks are going to be, which was 9/11. 9/11 was a watershed. It was really, in my opinion, the Pearl Harbor of World War III. And the United States, the first thing the United States did was, with special ops, to go into northern Afghanistan with the Northern Alliance and working with the Northern Alliance to overthrow the Taliban. And this was a success militarily. Later, as you know, as you agree with me, we had a problem with new types of Taliban, new types of fanatic Muslims that were infiltrating into Afghanistan from Pakistan and Iran. That's a new problem. But militarily, we had the liberation of the Afghan people by American forces, the United Nations forces, and the Northern Alliance. The second pickup stick to be picked up by the American military was Iraq. And again, a lot of Americans are very against war, and I understand that, and America paid a very dear price in Iraq. But the fact is, and I prove this in my books, Saddam Hussein was a viable enemy against the United States. And Saddam Hussein was working to kill 200,000 Americans in New York City with the attack on the World Trade Centers. Don't forget, 50,000 people per tower, two towers, that's 100,000, caused the two towers to fall over sideways, and you crush another 50,000 underneath each tower. So 200,000 Americans would die. Why? Because Saddam Hussein claimed that the American military killed 200,000 Iraqi soldiers in Desert Storm. So there was an element of vengeance. There was an element of, yes, cause a crash on Wall Street by bringing these towers down on Wall Street and destroy the American economy. And as you know, George W. Bush brought down taxes. The American economy for a while was doing extremely well as a result of these tax breaks. And what we see happening since then is something very unusual. The way to destroy the American economy, and this is the key to the war that's coming with Iran now, the way to destroy the American economy is to raise the price of the barrel of oil from what was at that time $30, $40, $50, bring it up to $100, bring it up to $150, bring it up to $200, bring it up to $300. And basically, by doing that, the oil-producing nations are suffocating the world economy, drawing out all the oxygen. You know, money is like oxygen. When there's no more money, there's no more oxygen, and the world economy collapses. Now, the United States today is like, and the United States and the world economy, by the way, is like a person with a fever. Normal fever, 98.6, you know, it's like $50 a barrel. When you get up to $100 a barrel, the guy's running a fever, like 100. When you get to 150, it's like 100, 203 fever. When you get to $200 a barrel, which is not so far away, then you reach 105. 105 fever, the patient dies. And we see the United States being relatively in a good situation because, as you know, Dr. Stan, America gets 70% of its oil from Western Hemisphere sources, Canada, Alaska, Mexico, the 48 states, Gulf of Mexico, and, of course, your good friends at Citgo. The Europeans, believe it or not, are in a very, very bad way. China is in a very bad way. India is in a very bad way. Japan is in a very bad way. By the way, everybody's complaining about $4 a gallon in the States. I think you guys in California have almost $5 a gallon. Do you know that in Israel it's $8 a gallon? In Europe, $8.50. Sweden, $9 a gallon. I mean, this is complete insanity.
Well, I think the point you're really making is that these countries are really dependent upon the Gulf states, about the Arab states, much more so than we are. Would that be right?
Very, very correct. And another point, because of the shortages of petroleum, a lot of food sources are being transferred over to ethanol. So what's happening now, you have an oil shortage, now you have a food shortage. And so countries in the past that used to be exporters of food, for example, like Argentina. You know, Argentina is very much like the United States. They have tremendous, tremendously fertile fields in the Pampas there. They grow wheat. They raise cattle. And the Argentine government passed a law restricting exports. They want to keep the food in the land. Egypt, Vietnam, a lot of countries, Myanmar, Thailand, are stopping their rice exports because they're afraid there won't be rice for their people. And so you tell me what countries are left to export food. United States, Canada, maybe one or two more countries. So the United States actually is in a much better situation, praise God, because the United States has a tremendous food-producing economy. America does get a lot of its oil from local sources. So America relatively is not as badly hurt as the Europeans, the Japanese, the Chinese, and the Indians. Now, let me get to now I can begin to answer your question about the war with Iran. The war with Iran, supposedly, is about a nuclear threat to Israel. And, of course, we all saw yesterday the missiles, the Shihab missiles that were fired by the Iranians.
But, Javi, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you? It's sort of like poking a stick at a rattlesnake. You know it's going to fight, going to strike back. Why would they set off those missiles now to antagonize not only the United States but the entire world? So much of this doesn't make sense, does it?
Oh, of course it makes sense. You know, there is a so-called religion called Islam. Now, I hope you don't cut me off and stop the interview. But you know, my preaching in the Christian churches. I'm a Jew who preaches to the Christians and Christian churches that Islam is not a religion. Islam is a psychosis. When you're dealing with crazy people, psychotic people, people who believe they're going to die and get 72 virgins, that's psychosis. It's not a religion. It's insanity. And the God of Islam is the devil, Satan himself. And what we're facing today is, I believe, in eschatological terms, the final war between God and Satan, and Satan will be dispatched to the pits of hell for 1,000 years. That Satan is Allah, is the Islamic psychosis. I won't say the Islamic religion. So I hope I haven't offended you.
No, you won't offend me at all. I agree with you. I think that this is a satanic religion. Certainly, if you go back and read the Quran, you'll find that Muhammad actually feared he was demonically possessed. So you go right ahead.
Yes, and indeed, it says in the Quran, anyone who reads the Quran, it says that Muhammad listened to the jinns. Now, the jinns are the genies.
Right.
That's not God. That's part of the sickness that he suffered from. He suffered from epilepsy. And when you have epilepsy, you cannot breathe. You fall to the ground in uncontrolled muscular seizures. You cannot breathe. When you cannot breathe, the blood doesn't reach the brain. You're in a near-death situation. When you're in a near-death situation, you hear voices. Those were the voices that Muhammad heard. Did you ever hear of a Jewish prophet or a Christian apostle who heard voices as a result of epilepsy? So that is the great prophet of Islam. It is a sickness. Islam is a sickness. And Ahmadinejad wants to bring about the return of the Messiah. But the Messiah of Ahmadinejad is going to kill the Jews on Saturday and kill the Christians on Sunday. And Ahmadinejad himself said, our population is 70 million. So what if half the population dies? That's what he said. Can you imagine the insanity of somebody who says, so what if half of our population dies? We still win? So that is Ahmadinejad. You're dealing with an irrational leadership. By the way, I want to say something very careful, very powerfully. I imagine in California especially, I know this is being heard all over the world, but you know, you have a lot of Iranian immigrants. Iranians are fantastic people. Iranian Muslims are fantastic people. Don't forget, the Shah of Iran was the ally until the stupid American president, Jimmy Carter, destroyed ally number one and turned ally number one into enemy number one. The Iranian people don't want that government. The Iranian people want the regime change. Now, what is one of the strategies? One of the strategies of Iran is nuclear weapons. The other strategy is destroying the world economy because the Christians control the world economy. Destroy the world economy by raising the price of gasoline to an impossible price in which the world economy collapses. By the way, you know, if somebody, God forbid, drops an atom bomb on any city, you wipe out the city, which could be a million to a few million people. But if the world economy collapses, this is a very, by the way, very globalist message I'm saying now. If the world economy collapses, hundreds of millions of people will die of starvation. Because, like I said before, we already see the writing on the wall that there are many countries that are stopping their food exports. There's just not enough food going around for the desperately poor people in Africa and Asia and Latin America. People are going to die. Hundreds of millions of people are going to die if and when the world economy collapses. That is the goal of the insanity of the Islamic leadership of Iran. And that is the reason for the war, which Israel is going to start. Israel is going to start the war, I believe, with the excuse of nuclear weapons, which is a justified excuse. And you know, Dr. Stan, just 2 weeks ago, that the Israeli Air Force flew exercises 2 hours to the west, to Crete, to Greece. In other words, this is coordinated with NATO. Greece, when you say Greece, you're talking about NATO. And Israel coordinated 100 F-15s and F-16s and air refueling planes. They practiced retrieving down pilots. I mean, this is not a joke. This is not a game. This is not just for appearances. And I don't think that the Israeli Air Force is going to let the pilots go back to sleep for a few months. I think the war with Iran is imminent.
Well, I think that there's a great deal of wisdom in what you say. I don't know how soon it's coming, but there's no question that there too much has been invested in preparing us psychologically for this war that's coming. And even though the people don't want it, why, we'll be told it's absolutely necessary. And of course, if Israel were to strike Iran, they could not possibly do that without overflying Iraq, which we control. They would have to have consent from the American government, even though our government would say, oh, we never gave permission. But I don't believe that for a moment. I mean, I believe this whole thing is structured. But, of course, the question then arises, what about the reprisal? Because if Israel were to strike Iran, why, of course, Hezbollah probably has 40 or 50,000 missiles they could rain down on Israel. Hamas has missiles, probably not as sophisticated. Certainly Iran would strike back, and we'd see a deluge of missiles attacking little Israel, not certainly attacking Saudi Arabia, attacking our ships in the Gulf. But how could Israel possibly survive a massive missile attack?
Okay, well, if with your permission, if you want, I imagine that's what I'm on the radio, on the air with you for, is to give the scenario as I understand it.
Okay, fine. That's one reason, because you're the only person besides myself who talks about the fact that maybe this is not going to be a problem.
I think that the scenario is going not to be an easy scenario, but it's going to be over very quickly. Let me explain why. Israel attacks, and that's day one of the attack. By the way, if you remember, the Syrians had this nuclear facility at Dar Azar in the northeastern part of Syria, and Israel sent its planes in from Turkey, actually. Now, the Turkish government is Islamic. The Turkish government did not know about this. They really sincerely apologized to the Syrians, saying, we didn't know about it. Yes, they didn't know about it. The people who knew about the attack was the Turkish military. Turkish military are anti-Islamic. The government is Islamic. The Turkish military and Supreme Court are anti-Islamic. So the Israeli Air Force went in with the backing of the Turkish military, and by the way, with American backing. And you know, the American government demanded absolute incontrovertible proof that the Israelis show that there was a nuclear material there at Dar Azar. And, you know, you have these North Korean scientists there. And North Korean scientists, like other scientists, are bribable. And the Israelis provided Congress with all the proof it needed. And Congress gave the green light, and the Israelis went in with the aid of the American military. And the Syrian-Russian radar never picked them up. Okay, so let's go on to the question of Iraq now, of Iran. Israel attacks day one. Day two, you're right. the Iranians counterattack. The counterattack may include missiles at Israel. I see we have a break.
Hold that thought, because this is really one of the most important parts of the program. Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Year-old with an agreeable smile. Starting at age six, he was medicated with Concerta and Adderall at the insistence of school staff. Grades remained mediocre. Family and friends found Mike's zombie-like appearance frightening, and he continued with periodic outbursts and meltdowns. He suffered from sleeplessness and lack of appetite. When his first seventh grade report card showed all D's and F's, his desperate mom emailed the Brain Workout Center. Mike's progress through our program was bumpy, but he worked at it and finished drug-free. Since then, his mom reports that he has made the honor roll for the first time in his life. He willingly does his homework and has enough time to play in a band, his lifelong dream. The Brain Workout Center. No drugs, no labels. Side effects include results. Call 303-691-0882.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Pick the story up from there.
Okay, well, I was beginning to talk about the scenario as I see it for the war with Iran, basically. In other words, day one, Israel attacks. Day two, the Iranians counterattack. By the way, I believe the Americans and the Israelis will have an air shield up in the air to prevent any warheads from getting through to Israel. Day two, but the primary point I'm making is the counterattack of Iran will be also to mine the Straits of Hormuz, to block, to make an announcement that no ships will get through. Within 2 weeks, no oil will be reaching Europe, China, Japan, or India, which means within 2 weeks they cannot produce plastic, which means within 2 weeks it's the end of their economy and the world economy. America will actually be in a pretty good situation compared to everybody else. But the point is the world collapses in 2 weeks, and so the world will come to the United States if they haven't already. I think all of this has been cooked and prepared already by the leadership in Europe. Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany, Prime Minister Gordon in England, Berlusconi in Italy, and Sarkozy in France. I don't know if you've been following. In Israel, we follow this very closely, the movements of the prime ministers and the presidents as they all meet. George W. Bush has met many times with the Israeli leadership, met many times with the Saudis, with the Egyptians, who also, by the way, have a very, very keen interest in seeing the Iranian regime removed. So day one, Israeli attack. Day two, closure of the Straits of Hormuz. Day three, four, and five, three intensive days of B-1, B-2, B-52, and cruise missiles smacking down every Iranian military target. After 3 days, the world asks the Iranian leadership, do they cry out, uncle, do they surrender, or do they not? If they say no, which probably they will say no, three more days of intensive bombing. After 6 days, I don't think there will be anyone left in the Iranian leadership to say yes or no. At that time, we're talking about basically 8, 9, 10 days. Again, you have to remember, the Straits of Hormuz must be opened. They must be opened immediately. The world cannot wait 2 weeks for the world economy to collapse. And so the war with Iran will be over within 10 days.
Okay, now what about the missile attack on Israel we were anticipating? You said that this would be thwarted. How will it be thwarted?
There are a number of means available to, you know, there are weapons. I don't have to tell you, Dr. Stan, there are weapons that you and I don't even know about. But there is one weapon which I do know about called the Nautilus. Nautilus is a laser zapper.
Right.
And if these are mounted on planes, the Nautilus can take out incoming warheads 25 miles before they reach the Israeli border. Also, if the planes are flying over Iraq and Turkey and Kuwait and Saudi Arabia, if the Iranians launch missiles, these missiles can be taken out much closer to Iran or just after takeoff. There were systems that were at one time being created by President Reagan. Bill Clinton stopped it. It was called the Star Wars Initiative. And the idea was killer satellites that could fire a laser, a killer laser beam down at any missile taking off before it went up into the stratosphere. I don't know what weapons are there, what weapons are not there. These are military secrets. I'm just talking about an idea in general. Iran, yes, they may try to launch some missiles, but they're going to get creamed. I mean, they're going to get plastered. And the good news is that the Iranian people will be liberated at the end of the day by the United Nations. The Europeans, the Japanese, the Chinese, and the Indians will have to send in ground troops to occupy Iran. By the way, 50% of the Iranian people are not Farsi, Persian. 50% are Kurds, Arabs, Azeris, Baluchis. 50% of the population are minorities who are not represented in the parliament in Iran. So we have to have a truly democratic system in Iran. And I have a feeling things will settle down in Iraq, and things will settle down in Afghanistan when things settle down in Iran.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I subscribe to something called the Iranian Monitor, and they were commenting, I don't know whether you'd heard this or not, about that the Iranian government was digging 350,000 grave sites, and of course they got them covered up, that the graves were already dug. They were told, well, those are for the possible, you know, enemy soldiers. Oh, we're going to bury the enemy soldiers there. Well, of course, they're not going to tell the Iranian people that they know what lies ahead, and there's going to be mass loss of life, you know, there in Iran. And the American people are totally oblivious of the very real threat that exists today. Or the fact, as you mentioned, the Nautilus. Most people have never heard of Nautilus, and most of the information on it up in on the Internet says it's experimental. But believe me, I agree with you. I've read other sources that say that it's operational, and it can take out those missiles. I think you're absolutely right. They're probably weapons we don't even understand, we don't even know about. We could not let the American people know the truth. Anyway, I think it's a frightening scenario. How soon do you think it's going to come about?
Well, I don't know. Firstly, I am not involved in this, so I don't know the date. And if I was involved, if I were involved and I knew, I wouldn't be able to tell. But I do think it's imminent. Like I said before, would Israel allow the pilots that participated in this exercise over Greece to cool off for a month or two? I don't think so. I think if the Israelis carried out this exercise in coordination with NATO, you know, Israel doesn't operate in a vacuum. I mean, give me a break. You know, Israel marches in lockstep with the U.S. military. So if the Israeli Air Force flew over Greece 2 weeks ago, I think it's worth talking about days.
And I think it's so important. I think your point is so well taken. I hadn't even considered it. But, of course, Israel never could have carried out that military exercise without the full cooperation of the Greeks and NATO and the full knowledge of the American government any more than they'd be able to attack Iran without the full consent of the American government, although we would never admit it. Oh, no, those terrible Israelis. Why, look, they're acting alone. They certainly wouldn't bomb Syria, as they did here a few months ago, without our knowledge and consent. They would not attack Iran. But, of course, the thing is, the Bush administration cannot do it on their own. But, of course, when the Iranians retaliate after the attack we've allowed, then we can justify going to war, and maybe they'll even take out one of our ships. And then we can rally the people, you know, behind the government. Remember Pearl Harbor. Remember what happened to the Straits of Hormuz to this carrier. And we're all being manipulated. Don't you have a feeling that's the case, Scotty?
You know, I could go into a number of scenarios that bother me. You know, like indeed that if the world economy collapsed, that the one world government, you know, the globalist system, would be able to impose a dictatorship.
Right.
And, you know, it says in the Bible that when Joseph was the prime minister and he had his dream, that there would be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. And when you read the story there, when the famine was, you know, into its second, third, fourth year, and the Egyptians were starving to death, and they came to Joseph, and they came to Pharaoh, and they said, "We're dying of starvation. Make us your slaves. It's better for us to be slaves unto Pharaoh and be fed and not die of starvation." And so Joseph made the whole nation of Egypt slaves.
Right.
Unfortunately, that included the Israelites, too. But, you know, the world is going to come to the one world government, or the one world government is going to make an offer that the people cannot refuse, become our slaves to the one world government system, and we will feed you. So that is, you know, forgive me for interpreting the book of Revelation the way I do, but that's probably when the Antichrist comes up and says he's God.
Well, I think that you're probably right, and I hope our listeners are listening to what you have to say. When we get back, I want you to get out information on how people can get your information in books. We'll be back in just a moment with Avi Lipkin.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Avi Lipkin. Avi, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your information, get your books? and videos?
Yes, thank you very much for the opportunity. I have a website, and my pen name, many of you know me as Victor Mordecai. My website is half a Victor, half a Mordecai. So it would be VicMord, VicMord.com is the website. Emails can reach me through the website, VicMord2001 at Yahoo, VicMord2001 at Yahoo.com. I also have and all my books, I've got like six DVDs with Chuck Missler that I've done at Koinonia House. I have my own six DVDs I've done in Christian TV stations in Texas. I got 12 DVDs, I've got CDs, I've got books, they're all available on the website bookstore. I also have a 800 number for people who don't have computers, 1-800-540-0828, 1-800-540-0828. I've written four books, three of them about the threat of fanatic Islam, and the fourth book is The Answer. The Answer is the creation of a Judeo-Christian alliance globally to defend the civilized world from Islam, and the formation of a Judeo-Christian Bible Bloc party to run in the Israeli Knesset elections. I'm running for the Knesset in Israel in the next elections, God willing.
All right, fine. Well, and we obviously are a fascinating source of information. Do you want to take calls if anybody would like to call in?
Sure.
1-970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. But if you're going to call, why, you're going to have to call right away because we're running out of time. And certainly, in some ways, this is a doomsday scenario, and yet I really believe that these things are imminent. I believe they've invested too much time and effort into creating the background for this war with Iran. How soon is it coming? I have no idea. But if we do have the war with Iran, the implications are frightening as far as the economy of the world. Certainly Europe is much more dependent upon Iranian oil than the United States is, but we get about 15% of our oil, I think, from that part of the world, and the rest of it, of course, we get from other sources. In fact, we've got tremendous oil supplies coming out of Alaska all the time, but we ship those over to Japan, so they'll have oil, not bring them in the United States here. So we could always certainly stop those shipments and be oil self-sufficient, but the rest of the world certainly would be in a chaotic situation, and we're not going to. I can see gold. I can see oil at $7.50 or $10 a gallon. What do you think about that, Abby?
I don't think so. I think this will end very quickly because if it's $7.50 per gallon in the United States, it's going to be $15 in Israel and in Europe.
Right.
People cannot pay that. I'm telling you, the economy is approaching bust. At one stage, the whole economy just collapses. And not just of America. And by the way, you know, I know that the good people listening to your show are patriotic Americans. I really want to say, if God forbid the European economy collapses, that is not good for America.
Right.
If the Chinese, Japanese, or Indian economies collapse, that's not good for America. Every economy influences every other economy. And it's like a domino effect. And forgive me for mentioning her name on your show, but Hillary was right when she wrote her book, The Global Village, that, you know, everything is dependent on everybody else. And so, indeed, the United States, as the greatest leader in the world, America saved the world in World War I. America saved the world in World War II. America saved the world from the communists. And now America must save the world from the crazy Shiite regime in Iran.
Well, we have a caller. Who's on the line?
Good morning. This is John.
Hi, John. Do you have a question for our comment?
I do. If this were to occur between Iran and Israel, what kind of a knee-jerk reaction do you expect would occur from the cells that are allegedly established in the United States? And I'll take my answer out there.
You're speaking about Iranian cells?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know anything at all about that, Avi? Are there really cells, sleeper cells here in America?
Yes, there definitely are. Firstly, let me say one thing, and I have a teaching that I did with Chuck Missler about a year ago called Shiites versus Sunnis. You have Sunni terrorist sleeper cells, and you have Shiite terrorist sleeper cells. I believe that there is, of course, the possibility of shutdown in the United States, martial law, terrorist attacks being carried out. But I think if the United States and Israel and the world use overwhelming force on Iran, that within 3 days, 6 days, Iran military...
If you'd like to make a call, Please hang up and try again.
Hello?
If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Talk over the operator. They forgot to just...
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try it.
Go right ahead, Avi.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, if America dilly-dallies, if Israel dilly-dallies, if the world dilly-dallies, then indeed these sleeper cells will have hope that they will be able to affect the course of history. If this is over so fast that the sleeper cells wake up one morning and it's over, then they'll say, well, there's no point to carrying out terrorist attacks against America. And by the way, a lot of the Sunni terrorist cells, Al-Qaeda and all that, they may also sit back and wait, because they may say, hey, Iran is Shiite. We don't care if the Americans zap the Shiites. But later, there will be still the sleeper cell terrorist threat from the Sunnis, which is another group. By the way, the Sunnis are extremely happy that the Christians and the Israelis go fight the Shiites, because the Sunnis hate the Shiites.
Well, we live in a very, very dangerous world, and I don't think that the average American really has any concept of how close we are to a major cataclysmic event. And certainly, the question is, why haven't these sleeper cells been activated previously? And certainly, I've read experts writing about this going back into the 1990s, and repeatedly, of course, they've been holding off. They have not been ordered. Saddam Hussein tried to actually get the Iranians to mobilize their sleeper cells when he was under attack, and they said no ways to them, and of course they let him simply fall. He thought he'd be able to create all sorts of chaos here in America with the first Gulf War and the second Gulf War, but it didn't pan out. And so those people have been here for a long time, but their loyalty is not to the United States, but to the this Shia dream of world dominance. Any parting thoughts before we let you go?
Well, I wanted to just conclude with what you were just saying now, and that is that the United States, like I said, what made America great is the economy. That's what Bill Clinton used to say. And he had, in a way, a point. You know, in my opinion, what made America great was Jesus Christ. Actually, it's over. You've got to keep the American people happy and ignorant for the economy to continue.
God bless. Thanks so much, Avi. Bye-bye.
Blessings.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Avi. And almost everything he says I agree with. There are a few things, I believe that there are spiritual forces that are directing the course of America's foreign and domestic policy. And that's what really people don't understand. There really are secret societies I'm the Rosicrucians, the Theosophists, the Lucis Trust. Of course, they all have websites, but of course, you'll never see these talked about on television. You'll never hear them talked about on talk radio. You'll never see them written about in the controlled medium, because 90 to 95% of our major media outlets are controlled by one of five mega corporations: AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney, and Fox. And of course, they work together not to reveal what's happening, but to conceal what's happening and the true spiritual nature of the forces working behind the scenes. That's why you need to get our three pamphlets set. They're inexpensive, only $9.95 plus shipping, on the occult hierarchy that rules the world. That's the occult hierarchy. Why you need to get my talk on the forbidden secret, or on the Brotherhood of Darkness, or on Planned Parenthood, and get the written material that comes with them. And if any of you out there in the listening audience get any of our other items, you'd like to get the document that was actually channeled to Alice Bailey, and she put it in one of the books that was channeled to her by a demonic spirit named Joa Cool, talking about the working of the spiritual hierarchy. The working of the spiritual hierarchy, you just call and ask for it when you order any of our other products. We'll be glad to send it to you free of charge, or we have excerpts from that actually in the syllabus, the planned police state, because of course behind everything going on today are the powerful spiritual forces that direct the course of world events. Why do you think that they concealed the fact that there was an Islamic element to the bombing of the Murrah building? Why do you think they concealed the fact there was an Islamic element to the downing of TWA 800? Because this whole thing has been scripted from long ago for just the times that we're living in today. When you understand that there is a world stage, that most of the figures you see before you are simply actors on this world stage, and they're all playing their part knowingly or unknowingly, and subservient to the prince of this world, Lucifer, who actually has run the world. You can go back, if you believe in the Bible, you go back and remember when Christ was on the Mount of Temptation and the devil offered him all the kingdoms of this world. How could he make that offer unless he controlled them? Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please go there. You can go to our video section and spend hours watching the videos. You can get the other video section and little clips from YouTube and elsewhere that will give you an overview of what's really going on and how close we are to the establishment of a dictatorship in America and the loss of all freedom. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And most Americans don't even understand what's going on. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is under attack today, not from without, but from the leaders within, and who are coordinating everything going on in the world, and a plan on launching us into a war eventually with the Muslim world. This is what it's all about. Long-term planning. Who brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power? Avi said it this morning. Why, the United States did. Why would you do something that stupid? Because they knew it one day we would go to war with Iran and then with the Muslim world. Well, please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.